to another exciting episode of Video Game Bang. Video Game Bang. Your weekly source for all things video game. Featuring your fearless hosts, Corey Vincent.
I'm pretty much Microsoft and Marvel. The cans are on. It's when the issue gets real.
People get shot during the day.
And Aaron Carter.
Buy the armor, I equip it, and it's like Pink Thong. The guy that delivers vending machine items in my job. He could play the Rhino.
Fill up your Mountain Dew and grab your Doritos. It's time for Video Game Bang.
What is up, pizza? What's going on? It's Corey Vincent here with Video Game Bang, brought to you by Energy Esports, Oblivion Comics and Coffee, as well as the man, the myth, the legend, MetaThreads. No, it's not MetaThreads. I say that every damn time.
This is 2 weeks.
I don't know. They haven't sent us anything in a while, so.
You shouldn't say it every time because you don't say it every time. And that's irritating that you say every.
That you say every time.
All I have to do is prove to you that one time you didn't say it.
And 3 weeks ago you didn't.
And boom.
He's being a sarcastic asshole sitting across from me, my best friend in the whole wide world. If we were the Beatles, he'd be Yoko, Aaron Carter.
Wow.
How's it going?
That's highly incorrect.
What?
I appreciate you bringing back the old shtick.
You remembered.
But Yoko, and I see that you're dedicated to being wrong with the old shtick as well.
You'd totally be Yoko.
No.
You're artsy.
Yoko Carter.
Yeah, Yoko. Old Yoko Carter.
That's extremely racist.
How is it racist?
After we just went through an extremely racist time in our country, people,
And ESPN did, too.
Let's keep the tiki torches at home.
If we were the Beatles, he'd be George Harrison. How you doing, David Webb?
Is he a Beatle?
Exactly.
I think
you caught on to why you're George Harrison.
Is that the key grip guy that does all the music videos?
He was actually...
I'm the best boy, everybody. What's going on?
He was a roadie.
I don't really know who freaking Ringo is.
George Harrison had a good hit.
Yeah, he did.
He had
that one song.
Yeah, my guitar gently weeps.
I don't even know what the hell that is.
It's Teardrops on My Guitar.
Nope.
She'd be Paul McCartney. Ivy Doomkitty, what's up?
Hello. How are you guys?
Are you a Beatles fan, Ivy? Do you know anything about the Beatles?
Maybe.
What would you know about the Beatles? Is it a compliment?
They sing better than you.
Is it a compliment? Okay, I'm going to ignore that. Is that a compliment to be called
Paul McCartney?
No, let's unpack
that.
Yeah.
Let's focus on that.
I gave you one of the
Zero
best.
Zero in on
Beatle
that.
Off now.
I gave you one of the best Beatles, and you insult me?
What do you mean? Like by Beatles, you mean like the ones that live on your yard?
No.
Is that what you're referring to? Those are your kind of Beatles,
right? I gave you the Leonardo of Beatles.
I gave you the best Beatle possible. The only one still alive. I know Ringo's still alive, but if you call that living. Yeah, I was going to say, if you call that living. And then I am your host, John Lennon. And we have a hell of a show for you. A lot is going on in the world. The sale of Tiki Torches has gone through the roof. If you own stock in Tiki Torches,
I feel sorry for you.
You made a very, very bad decision.
Here's the thing, though. Here's the thing. If you own stock in anything, like, okay, say you have an eraser company.
Yeah.
Because all you do is, sell
erasers.
Yeah.
Right?
You make mistakes.
What is it? Sharpie? Who makes the erasers?
It's a lot of
Shapiro?
It's a lot of different
yep,
people.
Yep, Shapiro.
Okay.
And all of a sudden, the Klan has a rally. And they all have erasers on them.
We're going to erase the black.
You're sitting at home like, whoa. Yeah, wow. Clip that out, everybody. Twitch clip that out.
So I am completely unaffiliated with Video Game Bang in any which way, shape, or form.
Exactly. I'm just saying, in your scenario,
has nothing to do with this entity.
If a bunch of clans people were to be using erasers, what else would be their tagline?
It sucks that the owner is like, I'm not affiliated with these people, but they just happen to use. So the Tiki Company, God bless them. They didn't know that, the KKK was going to stroll out there with their torches to...
If you're the PR person for the Tiki Torch
How do you spin that?
What,
That's the question right there.
Hold on. I just Googled this real quick, and there is an official statement from the Tiki Torch.
I bet there is.
No, really?
We absolutely should muzzle Corey in every sense of the word.
I'm legitimately concerned on what this is going
to
be.
The Tiki Torch company came out to CNN Money. And they said, we have nothing to do with white nationalism.
Yeah, I bet they did.
We promise our war is against mosquitoes.
They're like,
look, even
and that's
mine.
Not even like slang
mine,
for Italians or something. Like,
real
mosquitoes.
Real mosquitoes.
Corey, even your one follower cannot follow you into this battle.
Yep, his monics even now.
Yep. Wow. Like, your beard can't save you from this one, Corey.
His monic is that.
That's how you know you're really in the.
His monic just fades into the bush. Yep.
But Tiki Torches, like, safely, I'm proud to say I've never owned one. Thank you. I could. Aaron, have you ever bought one of these Tiki Torches?
No, I have not.
Ivy, I assume you would have them all over.
Oh, because I hate mosquitoes. Yeah. I don't have Tiki Torches at all in my home.
Yeah.
Mosquitoes, gotcha!
Yeah, she kept us in suspense there.
Yeah, no, I don't have any Tiki Torches whatsoever. I do go to Tiki bars, though.
All right, that's a start.
That's a start.
That's a start to what?
I have no idea.
That's a start to racism.
That's a start to the show, because we have a great show for everybody. We're done talking about McDonald Trumps. We're done talking about Tiki Torches and all the controversies.
More tangerines here.
This is a show about video games, and we're going to talk all about the video games. Starting with Aaron. How you been doing, man? You been playing any video games?
As of lately?
Yeah.
No, the last thing I did was the Grand Theft Auto. Picked that back up. Played a couple of missions of the new online stuff. And then actually I got right back into the FIFA. Sorry, guys. FIFA, I'm on year 2024 in my season. And I just got traded to Manchester United.
Really?
Yeah, so I'm starting a new club, you know. Seeing how I fit in, you know, trying to get my legs under me, you know. So we'll see how the 2025 season goes, because 2024 season's already, you know, I got traded towards the end of the season. So we'll see how it goes, though.
All right. I'm going to be completely honest. I don't have an agenda.
Wow.
I wanted to freeball this one. So really? I'm completely open to suggestions. What's on your mind is what
DJ
I want to
know. God is falling
we're doing
Ivy's doing karaoke.
Somebody in chat asked, did I play D&D? No, I didn't. I've been writing the last session from that we played like 2 weeks ago or something like that, just so we can write that out. You know the tough part, though?
Do it.
Characteristics and personality for you guys' characters. Like, Corey's character was
pretty
easy to write out. Yeah, it was pretty easy to write out.
Yeah, I fleshed out a lot of character in our campaign.
Pickle Rick! Sorry.
And my character, I'm just off the top of my head because it's just my character. But, you know, with you guys, I need a little motion next time.
All right.
I need little emotes.
Speaking of D&D, have you guys heard of the bread bag alignment chart?
Funny what? You should ask, because today I was at Oblivion Comics and Coffee.
Amy?
Talking to Amy.
Yep.
And we were talking about our alignments of all things, and I'm blown away.
Did you look it up?
Yeah, no, it's absolutely completely
100%.
I didn't even look at the alignment and it picked mine.
All right, everybody, I'm going to go ahead and post this so you can follow along with us if you're watching us on twitch.tv/videogame_.
We have
bang.
To
examine it, Nightbot.
We have to explain it a little bit, because there's like alignments in roleplay.
In roleplay, there's alignments, and alignment is basically how, if you're good, how good are you? If you're bad, how bad are you? And where in between are you? Like, on the
this
spectrum of good and evil.
This could easily be taken out of context.
Where are you?
How
like,
bad?
Like, this can go south very quickly.
How bad
it can,
are you?
But it won't, because I'm the one that's trucked in conversation.
In roleplay, how bad are you?
I'm real
bad.
Oh, so bad.
All right, so here we go. So lawful good.
How bad are you?
Using a bread box.
Yeah.
So this is, okay, let me back up for a second. This is how you treat and interact with bread.
And that'll tell you what your alignment is.
Tell you what your alignment is.
Good Lord.
So if you're lawful good, then you probably use a bread box. Using a bag clip is neutral good. Using the bottleneck hack or bottle hack is chaotic good. Now, I've never heard of this hack. Have you guys heard of this?
Nope.
I don't know what it is, but apparently using the bottle hack, you're chaotic good. Lawful neutral is reusing the bag clip.
Nobody does that.
True neutral is a rubber band.
Nobody does that.
Chaotic neutral is twist and tuck.
That's
I do
me.
That all the time.
I'm a twist and tuck.
I twist and tuck all the time.
I love to twist and tuck.
Lawful evil.
Wait, what?
Funny thing is, he's talking about his beard. Lawful evil.
No, they were talking about their junks. Twitch clip that and.
Twitch it!
Twitch clip that. Twitch clip that, guys.
I love the old twist and tuck.
Please.
That's how
you might
know...
want to get that checked.
That's... Yeah.
There might be some chafing.
That's how you know what alignment Ivy is right there. She's like some dirty, bad one.
I'm about to get to, Ivy's.
Throughout this whole conversation, my mind's been in the gutter. I'm so sorry.
Because we started with, in role-playing, how bad are you?
In role-play, I'm a fan of the twist and tuck.
Lawful evil is you're tying a knot in the bread bag. So,
who
you don't want it to go bad.
A bastard does that.
Yeah,
you
that is evil.
You never tie your bread bag in a knot.
He's following the law.
No, but that's evil.
But it's evil, yeah.
No,
it's,
but
it's a shit thing to do.
I don't think I've ever run into that in life, but that's evil.
Neutral evil is you're just tucking. There's no twist and tuck.
I bet, wow.
Squiggles, it says in roleplay, he just tucks.
I bet he does.
There we go.
Yeah.
He's tucking. Neutral evil.
What I always say, if you're not twisting, you're not trying.
If you're not twisting, you're not trying.
Yep.
Can I watch this on Game of Thrones?
Yeah.
It's already on Game of Thrones.
That's season one Game of Thrones, Ivy. Come on. Neutral evil is just tucking. Chaotic evil, you just leave that shit open. You don't do anything. You grab your pieces of bread, you leave it open.
That's at a barbecue.
Oh man!
Yeah,
well,
but
yeah.
More
everybody's.
People, but yeah, but you mean you're going to be accessing.
So you want to take the baguette away?
I promise
you.
You
want to run with the baguette?
I can never identify with this.
What do you do with your bread, Aaron?
What do you do with your bread?
First of all, I don't take the bread out and put it in a bread box. I have a bread box, but it stays in the bag,
in
and
the
it
bag.
Always goes in the bread box.
I never saw the appeal
Aaron,
of taking the bread
hold
out
on.
And putting it in the box.
If we had to go around the table and guess what Aaron was, though, what would you assume?
No, there's multiple in here. I do multiple in here. That's what
I'm
saying.
I'm trying to say, no. What
oh,
would,
if you had to guess.
Yeah,
okay.
I want to know. I think you're lawful good.
No, taking it out of and then putting it in the box?
No, I'm not talking about bread. I'm talking about just in general.
Oh, no, yes, lawful good. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
If I had to guess
right.
your alignment, I'd
no,
say
yes.
you're lawful good.
Right,
yeah,
correct.
I would guess that.
Correct.
Steven was lawful good until I tricked him into killing somebody.
No, so, I thought he was neutral something.
No, he is now because they tricked him into killing somebody.
So you have it in a bag in a bread box, Aaron?
Yes.
Yeah, you're lawful good. This thing just proved correct.
I thought this was take the bread out
Nobody
and put it into a box.
Nobody takes the bread out and puts it in
I
the box.
I don't know what you people
so
do.
So you're
do.
Bagging your
yeah,
bread box.
Yeah, I could
have
swore they,
you guys
yeah.
are saying.
I've never owned a bread box, so I don't know.
You want a bag bread
yeah.
box.
So we have a bread box at my house, and yeah, it's because I...
Why do you have a bread box?
I don't know.
Honestly, I thought they were made up. I didn't think bread boxes were real.
Yeah.
All I know is that like in TV shows, like in the 60s...
So do you have a question for you guys?
Okay, just derail what I was going to say. That's fine.
I'm sorry. But if you bag your bread box, do you do that to prevent dinner rolls from forming?
What, you bag your bread box?
Is that what you guys are talking about?
No.
That's what you just said. You bag your bread box.
Or you bag your bread because you don't want to have little dinner rolls?
So anyways.
Oh, wow.
I thought.
How much thought did you put into that?
Too much.
That was way too much thought.
Did I say she was Paul McCartney?
Yeah, you did.
She's Ringo now.
Yeah, she's Ringo now.
You're officially Ringo.
No, I think she's, what's the guy that you said I was?
George Harrison?
Yeah, George Harrison.
You're still George Harrison.
Damn.
She's Ringo. Aaron Gioco.
Oh, man.
I'm John Legend. So
sure you are.
What
sure
I was
going to
say was, like, I didn't know what the hell a bread box was, but I do remember, like, in all the game shows in the 80s, they'd be like, is it bigger than a bread box?
Oh, like The Price is Right?
Yeah, or something like that.
Never even
or
heard
in,
of that.
You never...
In Fallout, you can loot bread boxes.
You
yeah.
can?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, Aaron, you got proved right. You put it in a bread box, and that makes you lawful good.
I thought this was take the bread out of the bag, put
no.
it inside.
That's
of
fine.
The...
You use no. a, using a bread box. Using a bread box.
Yeah, I always use a bread box.
Ivy, what do you do with your bread?
I keep it bagged, and I butter it.
No, but what do you do with the bag when you're done? When you open the gate, really, I'm going to take her on a magical. She's been drinking. Let me take you on a magical journey. All right, into your kitchen, which shouldn't be too much of a stretch.
So my kitchen's pretty awesome though.
Yeah. So you go into the kitchen. Damn. You pull out bread. You make yourself a nice little sandwich or some toast. You're done. What happens with the bread in the bag? How do you package it back up and put it away?
You never package your bread.
How many of those glasses have you had?
Actually, I've only had 2 sips, so it's not that.
Maybe she doesn't eat sliced white sliced bread, like loaf.
Bread is a trigger for sexual.
Oh man!
All right, guys. Twitch, if you want to get.
This is what I want everyone to do in chat right now.
Send Ivy.
Yes.
Bread.
Yes, please. Everybody, she has a list, like an Amazon wish list that has her P.O. box. Please, just send her bread.
Bread.
No, don't Wonder do that.
Everybody
so
do it.
No.
Wonder Bread.
No.
All of us.
No.
I'm doing it right now.
You're doing it.
Yep.
Don't do that. No.
Amazon, crush it.
After you take out a piece of bread from your bread bag, then you close it up with a little twisty thing. And if you lose your twisty thing, then you just knot it. Into itself, so, and then you put
wait,
it away.
Wait, wait, wait!
You tie a knot.
Yeah, if you lose your twisty thing,
you tie a knot in the bread bag.
So well, you know, like a one that you can undo.
And so, okay, so you either reuse the twisty or you tie a knot in it. So
you tie a knot if you lost the twisty.
So she's either lawful neutral or lawful evil.
That makes sense.
I could see Ivy flirting with that line.
Yeah.
Well, I mean,
either way,
wait, I have no idea what we're talking about.
Oh my god!
She didn't.
I'm so lost. This is a D&D thing, right?
This is a D&D thing.
I've never played D&D, so I'm very lost.
I'm gonna post it in our.
I just want to be whoever destroys everybody.
Yep,
give me dragons.
Okay. Chaotic evil, then.
Chaotic evil.
Give me that.
Chaotic evil. She's gonna be.
Wow.
Well, I mean. All in all, you guys twist and tuck, and I put it in the box. So, moving right along.
Congratulations.
Now we know why
you're
still single.
Yep.
It's just in a box.
He puts it in a box. What else has been going on in the world? I feel like we don't do enough of this just catching up, just seeing, getting a glimpse into each other's lives. I want to know more about what's going on in Web's world. What's up, man?
The
world of Web.
You got a promotion?
Another one.
Another
Ooh,
one?
Yeah.
We really have no show notes today,
I will drink to
no,
that.
No, we do have show notes.
Wait, there's show notes?
I promise you. Yeah, there's show notes.
Oh, I don't want to talk about your job. Where's the show notes?
I put it in our Facebook chat.
Did you?
Yes. I thought you were just going to say, fuck it, we're not going to do show notes. We're just going to wing it.
I read the show notes.
You know what? I'm never going to do show notes again.
Is there even?
I read show notes. It's okay. I appreciate you, Web. It's okay.
I was going to say, first of all, why don't I go back in my Google Drive? We can go all the way back to 2012, which has some show notes from back then. Redo them, yeah.
Web's telling the news.
Oh, no.
We
no,
might,
no.
Yeah.
I'll do one story, and then you do a story.
All right, let me go to, right. While you're doing this, let me all go right. And look.
Let me go. All right, this one's for Ivy.
What's
this
up?
Story's for Ivy. There's a cat RPG.
Oh yeah, I saw that. Yes, I want in on all that.
Wait, RPG.
Yeah. So
it become a cat.
All right. So it's a creator of a game called Deadly Premonition.
Oh really?
Yeah. I'm not going to try and pronounce his name.
Deadly Premonition is actually a reputable game.
Sweary. It's a role playing game set in a rural English town whose residents turn into cats at night. It's called The Good Life. It's from his new studio, White Owls. So The Good Life is set in Rainy Woods, and you play as a see, let me get the character's name. I can't get his name. Anyway, you play as a photographer who's there to investigate a story, investigate this mystery of what's going on in this town, and everybody's super happy, and at night they turn into cats, and you turn into a cat as well. And at night, the town... You get to secret places in the town that you can only get to as a cat. And so secrets open up, paths get discovered, Continue to Cat. It sounds super boring to me, but I put it in.
It sounds amazing. Ivy, I want in on this.
Is going to freak.
Let's be completely honest. There's one game, Murder Soul Suspect. I believe. Do you remember that game, Aaron?
That game that was terrible?
Yes. But do you remember the one good part about that game?
No.
You turn into a cat.
You turn into a cat. The whole game was so garbage. The story was terrible. The mechanics were awful. Nothing made sense.
Is this the one where you're a ghost detective?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, which is retarded because, like, you're a ghost detective walking around completely in the nether realm, and there's a cop holding a piece of paper.
Yeah.
You know? And instead of just peeking over his shoulder to read what's on the paper,
you possess him.
You possess his ass.
Then look at
and
it.
And then you read the paper.
Just his ass.
Screw peeking over his shoulder.
Not you, any other you cannot part of his be body, seen. Just his ass.
You can't be. You're just invisible. Walk up, just walk up and
next
look.
To him and read it.
Yeah, it was so stupid. Like logic went out the window when they made this game. However, there was playable cat section where you get in the same way. You can only navigate through this one building as a precious little kitty cat, and it was the best part of the game. They nailed the cat physics.
They nailed those cat physics were on point.
That's probably so good. What they spent the most money on.
Yes,
I want in on this. Let's do this. Aaron. Is there like co-op? Can we all play together?
Cats? There's no co-op as of now, but that doesn't mean it's not gonna happen.
It means it's not gonna happen.
Yeah, it does. It means.
And then it's an RPG. How many co-op RPGs do you know?
Truth.
Like in the modern time, I would say.
Aaron,
Elder Scrolls Online.
Oh, I got a good one.
Aaron has a new story for us, everybody.
Sony plans for a Venom and Sinister Six movie.
Really?
Yeah. Sony announced the development of two new movies that exist within the Spider-Man universe, Venom and Sinister Six. Both Venom and Sinister Six are expected to be arriving after The Amazing Spider-Man 3, currently in set to release June 10th, 2016.
Is that going to be a Marvel one? Like the Spider-Man?
Yeah.
3?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are they going to be in the same universe? Yeah.
Probably not.
Okay.
Probably not. There wasn't too much more information I could find on this. But, I mean, hey, you know, hey, Venom.
Yay,
Sinister
Venom.
Six.
You know what? I watched the new Spider-Man, relatively impressed. I liked it. I'm down.
So then,
I have not seen that yet.
You have not seen it? Ivy, what the hell's your problem?
You don't love the new
I
stuff.
Know. I have not had a chance to watch anything just yet.
Aunt May is so hot. They did a good job. But I don't like that they made her so hot in the story.
Right?
Yeah.
Right? Like they played off of it a little bit too much.
Yeah, they did.
It's like, this is weird.
Yeah.
And then I went back and I watched a 2002 Tobey Maguire Spider-Man.
And you're like, she's way hotter.
Yeah, way hotter.
Yeah.
Oh God. Okay, Aaron, we talked about the No Man's Sky update twice on the show, but you did not mention the biggest news that's coming out of it.
What?
Multiplayer.
That's not multiplayer. That's multi-vision.
No.
Multi-vision.
No. Okay.
Multi-looking.
But let's look at the glass half full here. So for those of you who don't know, No Man's Sky just did a quote-unquote big update for their anniversary.
And I played it.
Aaron played it. We talked about it in the show before Aaron played it, and then Aaron played it. I played it yesterday, actually.
You have it on the PC?
Yes, PC.
Okay.
So as much as we've talked about the show, our biggest complaint, well, mine and Aaron's biggest complaint, is it would be a perfect multiplayer game. And it's never had that option. They were strict on it's not going to happen until now. Now, as you're exploring different planets and space and the world around you, if you see little glowing orbs, those are other players.
Oh, so they're doing the... Who did that?
Fable did it. Yeah, but no. So, but the difference is, Fable, you can actually join them if you touch their orb and then be able to play an actual co-op game with them.
Now, here's the thing, though. You can explore with them. You can talk to them. Because there's local chat, local game chat.
You just can't see them.
You just can't see them as a character. You just
is
see
this
them as
because
orb.
They never made like a character model?
That's exactly
I bet
what
you
it is.
Anything that's what
because
it is.
Because if you play the game and you don't see yourself at all, not even in reflections of mirrors, water, whatever. Also, you don't even see your hand like if you're shooting anything.
No, all you see
you
is the gun.
You just see the gun. So they didn't make anything.
So, but here's to me, it's dumb. There's no question. But it's a step in the right direction.
Yeah, I say that too.
It tells me that they're open to it.
Yeah, but they need to just not just be open to it. They need to just do it. Just fully implement it.
They did release a statement. They said, while interaction with others is currently very limited, this is an important first step into the world of synchronous co-op in No Man's Sky, said Hello Games. So presumably we can anticipate true co-op coming in the semi-near future.
You know what this means? No Man's Sky is back, baby! It's,
we just wanted to use that. We're going to be Guardians of the Galaxy!
First of all, there's not even multi-man ships.
Aaron, just let it happen.
I got another...
Just be cool. You got another story for us?
Yeah, I got another story.
Okay, you got another story?
Report!
Oh, no! We'll let Aaron get to his story, I promise. It's probably really good. I really wanted to hear that story, but the What You Playing gods have spoken, and it is time to play What You Playing. Since Aaron already shared what he was playing earlier when he was talking about FIFA, he's been docked a million points. It's really unfortunate that happened.
I'm actually proud of that.
But, to be fair, Webb has lost more points in one game, and that was 1 million and 1 point. So you are...
suck it, Aaron.
Yeah, sorry. You're just not going to be as good as Webb. Webb, what have you been playing?
No Man's Sky.
And enjoying it?
No.
Okay.
I was just really curious about the update.
But there's nothing to see.
There's nothing to see at all, people. I turned it on. It was honestly like that meme that you see of Gandalf when you've played a game for... when you haven't played a game for a while and you turn it on and you have no memory of this place. That's what it was. I had no idea where I was. I went to a random planet that was near me. It was toxic. I couldn't leave because I ran out of power to leave.
It's too desolate.
I played it for like 20 minutes. Fought some aliens.
Yeah. Like, there's too many ways to run out of freaking everything. Resources. And I'm not really big into the actual, like, gathering of resources. Like... I can just not into that whole thing. I can be into that if it was a group of us doing it. Because when we played Minecraft, Gondo would like mine the crap out of everything.
Right.
And that was dope. That gave me a chance to go places, explore. Then when I come back, he was like, you know, because that's what he liked to do.
He built an empire.
Yeah. He built a freaking city. I would come back to a city. So, or a giant hole in the ground, basically. That's what he would build. But I like exploration, but you can't do too much of that without the harvesting of things. Because you need gas, you know.
You need resources.
You need health, and your suit needs to be up, you know. And so, I don't know. There is an exploration mode or like a little creative mode or whatever, and fly around.
Unlimited everything.
But I don't even like that because it's just, now I'm just looking at one of those little space maps.
Yeah.
Who cares?
It's boring.
It's one of those little space maps.
I played a little bit of Overwatch on PS4. Started my ranking.
What made you go back there?
I was bored. I was off yesterday, so I was just trying random stuff. Okay.
And you've been binging television shows,
too. I've been binging television.
What is your fascination with Black-ish?
It is hilarious.
Is it that great?
I think it is.
Why are you the only one who's ever talked to me about this?
I don't know. Because you don't have enough cultured friends.
There it is.
Oh, you went
there. There it is. Where's the me?
By cultured.
Wow.
What do you mean?
They don't have Hulu. Or watch ABC.
All right.
He said, you have only Fox friends.
This show and that. Yeah, you
have
Fox friends.
It's not even what it sounds like. Ivy, what you been playing?
What haven't I been playing? Overwatch. Okay. Lots of Overwatch, the summer games. Lucio Ball for the win. I will wreck you in
Lucio Ball, Ivy. Let's go. Get it on the PC so we can go.
Yeah, but then I'm at a disadvantage because I haven't played it on PC, which means I need to get used to a whole new set of controls.
Plug your Xbox controller in.
I don't believe in that. If I'm going to freaking game on PC, I'm not going to go the weenie route and hook up a console controller on a freaking PC. I'm going to play with that
statement. Ivy, every time, you know, for you being part of our podcast, I don't think you've ever played video games with us.
Ever.
I've played a game with you, Corey.
For 2 minutes that you fell asleep.
Because she drank all the wine.
She almost spit out her wine because she knows it's true. We're playing Gears of War 4. for like 5 minutes, and then she fell asleep.
Oh, man.
Damn, son.
You start hearing.
God damn it.
You're like, all right, I don't remember that in this game.
Kiss my ass.
I was like, the covenant is coming.
Hilarious.
They sound vicious.
Not as vicious as me when I sleep.
Oh, man.
Okay, no, we need to get some games going. You got to play some console with me, dude.
I don't play on consoles. I don't.
Really? Because you always show online on console.
Watching Hulu or WWE
He's
Network.
Watching Black-ish.
Yeah.
So I've been playing Overwatch, Lucio Ball. I've been playing, I actually played Friday the 13th the other day. That was something interesting.
Really? So you played the new Friday the 13th on the console?
I got the crap scared out of me, dude. I played both. I played as Jason. I also played as one of the, you know, the camp people. And I screamed. I freaking screamed my ass off when I got caught by Jason. It was pretty bad. My throat was very sore because it was that loud.
Damn.
What else have I been playing? Oh, and lots of Pokemon Go.
Oh, you're lots back on that. Pokemon. Go. Have they dropped Generation 3 yet, or do you have any legendary Pokemans?
I do not have any legendary ones. They were here, but I didn't have a chance to go and do one of the raids. But there is something going on with Pokemon Go right now, actually.
What is it?
Do you want to know?
Uh-huh.
Do you want to know?
Uh-huh.
Mewtwo is coming to Pokemon Go.
I feel like that's... I don't know.
Finally happening.
I don't want Mewtwo in the game.
Why?
Why not?
It's too OD. We don't need no Mewtwo.
Freaking Mewtwo. They're going to be bringing Mewtwo in, and it's going to be one of the exclusive raid battles, just like the other ones. Just like Articuno and Zapdos and Moltres. But the catch is that you have to defeat a raid boss at the gym that Mewtwo appears in to be able to be eligible to catch Mewtwo. Or Aaron, to fight him, in essence.
Aaron, does any of this entice you to come back to the
Not
game?
At all.
Not at all.
Not one bit.
You gotta
catch them all, dude.
What do you want?
I'm not a collector. That's why. Like, if I'm going to collect it, it's to battle against somebody else. But that's not what's happening.
I was a raid boss yesterday. I was walking around downtown in Faces Pass. And I was homebound, and I missed it.
Is that the lyric, really?
I don't know.
Wait, what?
I lost track of where I was going.
I want to know what the lyric was, though.
It was
making his way downtown, 1,000 miles. Yeah.
Yeah, 1,000 miles. There
you go. Oh God.
I was walking around downtown, and I saw that there was one going on.
You can't say that.
And
you can't now. Now you can't unlike.
Yeah, making his way downtown.
It's like starting a sentence with somebody. You can't just say, somebody told me. You have to go, somebody.
He once told me that raid bosses are difficult to figure out how to do. So.
Yeah, there's no real appeal to it. They didn't
Plus,
do anything.
You have to have a raid pass.
And yeah, where, how do you get a raid pass?
Well, you need
Apparently
a lot.
You can get one for free, but I don't know.
And then you
got to
pay for the rest?
Yeah, well, you get one for free every day.
Okay,
you
all right.
One free one a day.
And then, like, I don't know, unless you're kids in the summertime, you know, like, who's gathering like this?
Old people.
I take it back. My cousin, I saw him post something online about getting his friends together to... But actually, no, then he posted and was like, sorry, guys, I had to get called into work. It's called an adult. You're an adult.
It's old people, dude. I went one time on a Pokemon hunt. I was off during the week. And I was walking down this park over here, and there was two super old guys who really just wanted to talk about Pokemon. So they, like, noticed what I was doing, fighting the gym. They asked me what my colors were.
Of course.
I said yellow.
What color are you?
And you see that? And that's terrible.
And I was like, yo. I was like, old man, I'm yellow. And they were like, oh, us too. And then so we started a conversation.
That's really disappointing.
That is very disappointing.
He wanted to show me every Pokemon he'd caught and what city he was in.
Oh, wow.
But see, like, it's the luster is gone of the old days of it, you know, in the beginning.
Gathering together.
Like, yeah, there used to just be giant groups. And the only way they could have kept this ball rolling is if they literally turned it into an actual Pokemon game. Like, a battle system. If Rick and Morty can do a simplified one real fast on the phones.
Super quick.
They could have done that too.
And that game, I have more fun playing that game than I do Pokemon Go.
It didn't need to be in depth. You didn't have to get really like, you know, in depth.
How many Mortys do you guys have?
How many what's?
Mortys. How many Mortys do you guys have?
I deleted it off my phone. I can't remember. I already got tired of
it. I played multiplayer though.
Did you?
Yeah.
They have multiplayer?
Yeah. So
and
there's
Pokemon Go doesn't.
There's campaign and then there's multiplayer. And you go to multiplayer and you go to different dimensions. You have to be a certain level to get to new dimensions. And you battle other people.
See? And you couldn't do that with Go?
Is the game completely free?
Yes. Yeah.
You can't buy any advantages?
So you can. Yeah, there's always paid stuff on cell phone stuff. But there is one aspect of it where you can watch the video.
Oh yeah!
To get free coins, literally did that for 30 minutes to get a whole bunch.
And in multiplayer, there's a whole bunch of Meeseeks.
Really?
Just walk around, talk to the Meeseeks, and they show you a video, and then you get like 185 coins.
Yeah, see, that's gaming done right.
I like your hair.
I like yours too. Can I have some?
It's not cool to ask that.
Thanks, Captain Obvious.
Online dating isn't always rewarding, but Hotels.com is. Instant savings now. Free night.
You forgot that everybody can hear it.
It's some sort of porno.
Here comes the money.
Here we go.
Wow, that was such a fail. Money.
That was the biggest fail ever.
That's why I need to have YouTube Red.
That's terrible.
I have nothing going on over here.
Aaron, you had a news story for us.
Hey, I didn't go.
You have a news story, Corey?
I haven't gotten to go yet.
You're playing Overwatch?
All right, you guys can go.
Aaron,
like, is there any other game?
Wait, I've been watching television, guys.
Terrible.
Guys, I've been actually watching.
It's what you're playing, not what you're watching.
Yeah, exactly.
Play your own game right.
Make a theme song for that, and then come back.
I just flipped the script on all of you because this is the secret level of what you're playing.
Yeah, sure.
Wow.
And I just got 10 million points for talking about what I've been watching. I've been watching Rick and Morty.
And yeah!
No, first of all, calm that down. And second of all, you're late.
It's okay.
You're extremely late.
You're as late as the main character.
Wait. But are you up to Pickle Rick? Have you seen Pickle Rick?
No, I haven't seen Pickle Rick. I'm still in season one. All right,
next
so you're not even watching?
Come back to us when you've seen that.
I'll be honest. The last episode I watched was the best one to date.
Which one?
It was the one where he was trying to prove that Pluto was a planet.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that was honestly probably the best episode so far.
Have you gone to the Dreams one?
Yeah, that's
isn't
like
that
the third
first episode.
Episode?
No,
one
it's
of
like
the first
the,
ones.
It's like
the Inception
second
one?
Or third episode.
Yeah, the Inception one.
Yeah, no, yeah.
And you didn't like that one.
You
huh?
can't run.
It was okay.
You can run, but you can't hide, bitch.
I haven't seen a bad episode yet, but I haven't seen any that just knocked my. Okay, I did see one bad episode.
Which one?
The television one.
You're crazy.
The universal cable box thing.
Little bits. That's.
Wait, what? What
did you don't like that episode?
No, it wasn't that good.
Wow, you're horrible.
Someone told me it was
Stop
all improv,
it.
And then
Stop
I was like.
Stop watching. Yeah, that's exactly. With two brothers?
Someone told me it was
two
improv.
Brothers.
Yeah, that was so
and
dumb.
There's cats. And the cats are fighting the
wow.
two brothers.
No.
And then there's a moon, and the moon collides.
That was weak improv, dude.
You didn't like Little Bits?
I can't remember which
little
one was a little bit.
Cheese, Rick.
We got tiny eggs. We got little tiny turkey. Little bits.
No, I think that's the second.
Is that the second one? He hasn't reached there yet.
He hasn't reached there yet.
Oh, okay.
Thanks for the spoilers, though, asshole.
Little bits.
No, but
this is Ball Fondlers, the leprechaun.
Yes. Exactly.
The
yeah, I remember that one.
Lucky Charms.
That was so bad. That was a dumb episode. And if people, when they told me it was improv, I was like, okay, that. Kind of explains why it was so bad because good improv is very hard to find.
Wait until
I'm a stickler.
Wait, is it
incredible
really
improv?
It's improv. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait till you get to the episode where you hear all of Rich's different Rick's catchphrases. That's 100% improv. 100%.
I'm a connoisseur
Dude,
of good improv,
okay.
And that was terrible improv.
I heard a story about the one episode where he's like drunk, like actually drunk.
Oh, where the voice actor gets drunk and then does the...
Yeah.
Oh, which one is it?
Spoil it for him.
Yes, you'd spoil it.
It's the semi-suicide one.
Oh, he was drunk in that one?
He was actually drunk.
The one with Unity?
for the filming. Yeah, that one, he was actually drunk. He was getting his ass drunk while recording his lines on that.
Really?
So it was real. To me, it was real. It was just so messed up.
There's quite a few episodes where it's like, you, when it's over, you're like, damn, that got real.
Yep.
Like,
there was one part that I was like, this is pretty heavy for a cartoon. And that was the one where in the first season, they basically fucked the world up beyond repair.
The Cronenberg one.
Cronenberg, yeah. And then they have to
yeah,
like bury themselves at the end. And it was more of a like, the morbid situation was okay. Yeah, it was a little morbid. And then the music they played at the end tried to like force emotions. I'm telling you, I'm really watching this more just to stick up with the memes. I don't consider myself a fan. I'm not going to go buy a Wubba Lubba Dub Dub shirt. I'm not going to do any of that bullshit.
Wubba Lubba Dub Dub!
Season 2, I think, is a better season.
It does get better as it goes, yes.
They find their stride.
And I think that you need to give that chance for a lot of cartoons. Like, I don't think I gave that chance for Bob's Burger.
I know I didn't.
So I see a lot of people really into Bob's Burger, but yeah. I kind of didn't jump on that one myself. So
my favorite episode of Bob's Burger is like probably like the third episode where he's in the walls and he just starts screwing with people.
Never.
Oh yeah, it was early.
I actually have not seen Bob's Burger.
Yeah, see.
Bob's Burger is really good. That's noob, a quality noob show.
I'm not interested in it because it just seems so. I don't know.
If I had to compare that to Rick and Morty, though, Bob's Burgers, 100%. Let's go, Bob.
No.
Wow, Ms. Monica is even disagreeing with you on this one.
The Bob's girl in the show just comes off as so gross and disgusting to me.
Which girl?
The main girl in Bob's Burgers. She just comes off as really disgusting.
She's not the main girl. You're talking about Tina?
The one with the blue shirt. She just comes off as gross.
Talking about Tina, yeah.
I don't like her. Like I saw a couple episodes and I was like, nah, this is trash.
How can you not like Tina?
I just think about, I have cramps. Are you telling me as a fry cook or as my daughter? Because if you tell me as my daughter, go tell your mother.
Man, it's such a good show. Rick and Morty's just okay, guys. Calm down.
No.
And I hate the animation of it as well. It's like,
wow.
Let's get back to what's really important. Game of Thrones, MasterChef Junior, SummerSlam. These are the things we should all be worried about.
Game of Thrones, I'll give you, yes.
The other ones?
Another ones, you can throw those in the garbage.
What?
In the garbage.
The garbage?
The garbage.
Two more of those other shows and then throw those in the garbage with them. They're all
MasterChef Junior Junior, where it's the little siblings of the junior chefs? Throw that in the garbage.
But yeah, Game of Thrones.
Game of Thrones.
Last week's episode, very good.
It was good.
First of all, that was a better episode than the week prior, I feel.
Nah.
Yeah. Then the dragon attack.
That end scene.
The X-Men going out to fight Magneto? Yes.
Did you guys see what D-Pity tweeted?
You mean it was the Lord of the Rings. It was the Fellowship. What are you talking about?
I won't nerd on top of the nerd of that.
Yeah, like, let's just slow down.
Yeah.
Did you guys see what D-Pity
posted? It was the Fellowship, whatever.
He took that end scene and he put like, oh crap, what was it?
Wait, like, D-Pity?
Yeah, it was like, dun 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 dun. I don't know the song. Something like that.
Awesome.
It looked epic.
The
Someone Twitch clip that.
I gotta find it. I gotta find it now. So
I like the hound in that episode. Because he's just like, no nonsense. He's like,
hey guys, just so you know, there are spoilers. They are talking spoilers right now. So cover your ears.
We can't talk about spoilers on the show.
Spoilers.
Yeah, I didn't say anything spoilers.
There's nothing spoilers that we just said.
Unless you're on like season 2.
Speaking of, one of my sisters is in the other room right now, and she is just now starting to watch season 1 of Game of Thrones.
Which sister?
One of my younger sisters on my dad's side.
Sister. Aaron, what's your story that you got?
Oh, you got that story ready, Aaron?
Yeah.
All right, let's go.
Don't interrupt him.
Okay.
We got our own bit going on over here that you didn't catch.
Punch him in the balls if he does.
Sad that he didn't.
Kick him.
Yeah. Oh, look at this!
Legit questions.
It's the Brain Bang theme song, everybody.
That is great.
Oh, all right, after this, we'll let Aaron get to his little story. I'm sure it's great, Aaron. I'm sure it's great. I'm sure it's huge. We got
more about my
personal. It's huge.
We have more important things to talk about.
Bang bang.
Where's my Twitter?
You follow us us on Twitter, vote, that's it, man. You never know what questions are asked on Brain Bang. We wanna know what's on your mind.
You should sing along to it.
Tell me to saw my own ads off the kite string.
Brain Bang.
Damn.
We do our best to never ask the same things. You didn't like my last song, so I changed it. It made me realize my pride.
It's hilarious that you're getting freaking follows on this song.
We ask questions.
This is the longest theme song ever.
And it really is.
He gets follows like a mother. He doesn't play them.
PlayStation.
We ask questions. Ooh, and
things that are shorter than
this
theme song.
On the Brain Bang song. The song gave him diarrhea.
The Game of Thrones opening.
That was, of course,
yeah.
The Brain Bang theme song, 2017, as voted by the people.
Nobody voted.
What's that book? War.
War by Ulysses S. Grant is shorter than Corey's Brain Bang song. New hashtag. What's shorter than Corey's Brain Bang song? Tweet us at Video Game Bang on Twitter.
David Webb's dick!
That was low-hanging fruit.
That wasn't even...
Yeah! Boy!
You're better than that, Corey. You're better than
that. I know. He's not.
That was just low.
Do your dumb bit.
This week's Brain Bang question... I wanted to know.
What was shorter than my theme song?
It ain't this bit so far, I tell you that.
War and Peace is shorter than Corey's
there
theme song.
There it is, War and Peace.
There we go.
We wanted to know.
Corey's attention span is shorter than Corey's
Corey
theme song.
Corey has clearly not taken his meds today.
We wanted to know, what event are you most looking forward to?
Well, if Drew and the TARDIS isn't shorter than that girl's bank account you robbed.
And that's the Gas Ball Money comment of the week.
It's brought to you by Gas Ball Money. Gas Ball Money, gassing balls for money. I wanted to know, what event are you most looking forward to? Because we have so much to look forward to at the end of 2017. And I wanted to know between the big two. TwitchCon, BlizzCon, or other. Let's start with
what?
Yeah, those are the.
I know between the big two: TwitchCon, BlizzCon, or other.
Or other.
Aaron, those two. Pick out of those two.
Or whatever you want. Yeah.
Not TwitchCon. That's for sure.
Are you sure?
I'm positive.
Look how much money we make. More money on Twitch than we ever have on Patreon.
I don't disregard the fact that Twitch is a viable source for income.
It pays the VGB bills. It makes it where we don't lose money.
Okay, but what am I going to see at TwitchCon?
You're gonna see Twitchers.
Okay,
you're
gonna see a lot of purple sweaters.
What am I? Yeah.
You want to know a fun fact about TwitchCon?
What is the fun fact?
The line to get into TwitchCon on opening day is shorter than Corey's.
Man, there you go.
I'm not even going to give you a horn.
I don't hear a beep, 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 beep on that.
Not even going to give you a horn.
But the...
So TwitchCon then or BlizzCon? So BlizzCon then.
So no. Let me finish.
Okay.
Because BlizzCon, what am I going to see there that's brand new?
I don't know. Maybe a new character reveal.
All right. So
maybe
now
some new Hearthstone
you're
cards.
Not gonna see. I don't care about Hearthstone.
Maybe a new Heroes of the Storm.
Other.
A new Heroes of the Storm.
Oh, Destiny 2. They already said it's going to have an impact at BlizzCon.
That's true.
Sack anime. I can't wait to that.
All right.
September Sack 1st.
What do you think, Webb?
Probably BlizzCon, for the simple fact of at BlizzCon. There's probably going to be more coming out of BlizzCon, like more actual news and stuff to get excited about than out of TwitchCon.
Okay. Ivy?
Like, yeah.
Ivy, you're the event connoisseur here.
She was taking selfies during the bit. So
I saw that.
Listened.
I saw that.
I did. Well, between TwitchCon and BlizzCon, that's a good question. I would want to do TwitchCon more only if a lot of my friends were competing in the costume contest. like they were last year.
Okay.
But BlizzCon, because, I mean, freaking Overwatch and the opportunity to cosplay as, you know, Reaper or Mei or any one of the Overwatch characters. But that same weekend, there's two other cons as well. There's a BlizzCon. There's a show that I might be going down to in Mexico.
And
there's also Patreon, which is Patreon's own convention that they put on, which is more business than anything else. Pretty much help you succeed with your Patreon.
What part of Mexico?
Distrito Federal.
Ah, yes.
Mm. Yeah, yes.
I have a vacation.
Distrito de la Fran is my favorite place.
Distrito de la Fran.
Yep.
¿Qué dices? No estoy hablando francés, idiota.
She says she doesn't speak French, you idiot.
No, sí, hablo un poco de francés, pero en ese momento no estoy hablando en francés. Estoy hablando en español.
She speaks a little bit of French.
Who was the who went on the Twitter?
Good job.
Going back to Twitter, Other got last place, obviously, with 14%. Some people are looking forward to Hi-Rez Expo, which personally I think might take my list. I love Hi-Rez Expo. And Aaron and Webb and Ivy, I recommend if you get out to any of these events, Hi-Rez Expo would be the most fun. You guys should.
Because
Hi-Rez knows how to throw an event. It's at this amazing opera house, or at least it was last year. Smite at the highest level with like these amazing stage lights and stuff. When the Gold Fury gets taken out, like gold, like sound effects, and the audience rumbles and people just go nuts. And if you are a fan of Hi-Rez, they're just giving out codes. They're making it rain, all these exclusive skins. It's like for a Smite fan, they treat you right. The hospitality, you know, there's free drinks, free everything, basically. It's an amazing event. I definitely recommend. And then the after party, yo. The after party was lit. So
how lit was it?
It was. I ended up getting. Okay, I won't go into details, but I'll talk to you guys after the show. It was good.
Who'd you steal from?
I didn't steal anything. All right. People are excited about Gamescom coming right up here in Germany. But out of the big two, BlizzCon and TwitchCon, TwitchCon got 27% of the vote, which was a lot lower than I would have expected. TwitchCon is first time was in San Francisco, second time San Diego.
Yeah.
Now it's in Long Beach.
Yeah.
I already bought my ticket, so I'm sealed. I'm going to this one.
You did?
Yeah, I bought the ticket because you don't get a discount for being partner, but if you sign up before a certain day, they give you a free customized jersey. So I did it. It was like $160 or something like
that.
What
the hell?
Well, I mean, it's the full weekend pass. It's the first convention I've ever paid to get into. So they have that one on me, but I was a sucker for the free jersey, man.
It's tough paying for a convention,
especially
for me. I would say.
Have you ever?
I guess yeah, because I paid for somebody to get into a convention. So yeah.
Okay, and then 59% of the vote, BlizzCon. Hands down.
BlizzCon.
Yeah, I mean that's because I think Blizzard has a bigger, of course, following, and like I said. Twitch doesn't have that marketing appeal of what are you going to do at Twitch? What are you going to see? Your favorite Twitch streamers? Okay.
And you see your favorite Twitchers.
Okay. It's not like, what's the one for YouTube? Where
TubeCon?
The
Well, I will say this. Twitch does have one of the most, they have like the biggest costume contest in terms of monetary value. The awards that they give are, they're way, way up there.
At TwitchCon?
Money-wise. Hell yeah, it's like 15 grand, dude.
15 wow. grand.
Yeah, you know Chad Hoku Props?
Yeah.
The winner of last year's TwitchCon, he did Lionheart from Overwatch, and he won $15,000 at that costume contest.
Holy shit, why aren't you getting in on this?
Because I don't ask my friends for their money. I'm friends because I love them as who they are.
Wait, what are you talking about?
You're like, why don't you get in on that? I'm like, I don't want his money.
No! You enter the contest yourself.
Why don't you enter the contest and win that money?
No. I did actually get an email from them saying, hey, you've been streaming builds on Twitch. Would you like to enter?
Let's turn to T-Paint.
I've noticed you're a very proud person, Ivy. You need to swallow some of that pride.
I'm not proud.
You're very proud.
Why won't you enter the contest?
Yeah, then why won't you enter it? Because you believe you're above entering the cosplay contest.
Oh, God, no. No, not at all.
When's the last time you've entered a contest?
It's been a while.
You can't just, again, with the song references, you can't just say, it's been a while. You have to say, it's been a while.
I don't remember. Nobody knows that words besides that.
And it's been a while since I've entered a cosplay contest. So, yeah, and then I remember specifically, Ivy, you've been Twitch streaming. I said, all you have to do is apply. With your social media following, if you apply, you will get partner immediately.
Oh, you to apply for partner?
Yeah, and you were like, no, I want them to come to me.
I didn't say that.
You said that.
99% sure you said that.
I said I will wait for them to send me an email.
Yeah, you want them to email you, but you could easily today, right now, as we're doing this show, fill out a 2-minute application and get it like in 3 days.
You can get somebody fired.
You really think I'd get partner? The thing is I'm terrified of sending it in and getting
rejected. You're scared of rejection?
Yeah,
of course. Like, I couldn't handle getting rejected. It'd be like, ugh.
Oh, let's unpack this.
You need to toughen up, Buttercup. I get rejected every week in this chat.
Sure, he does. Today, so even from his monic, one person he had on his side has now turned against him.
Yeah, you did.
All you need, and even, and it's not like it's public. It's not like you get like publicly like shamed for even applying. You just delete the email, pretend it never happened.
Keep drinking your wine.
Yeah, you just have another glass of wine.
I'll think about it.
All right. Well, Aaron, while she's thinking about that, Aaron, apparently you have a story or something.
Oh, are we ready for that now?
Yeah.
After
we play the theme song that I wrote a couple weeks ago about my interaction stealing a Gatorade. Here we go.
That's horrible.
Just do the new story over there.
Oh, shit.
I'm just kidding. Go ahead, as well. Sorry. Go ahead.
Report 2 Assassin's Creed games coming this year, set in the 18th century Paris, of course. 2 Assassin's Creed games are coming this fall, one titled or codenamed Unity, quote-unquote.
Didn't they already have
Unity!
It's set in 18th century Paris. Also, Unity will be for the newer consoles like the Xbox One and the PS4. And, yeah, supposed to be a good one.
How do you feel this one's going to do?
I think it might tank, actually.
You think it will?
I think it might tank. I think it's too soon.
Wait, so this was over this whole bit, this whole you had something to talk about was really Assassin's Creed?
I got other stories. You want me to go keep going on?
Yeah, he has more stories.
I got plenty of other stories.
What's the next one about AC? There's one more about AC, right?
Well, okay, yeah.
Jeez. Yeah, just like going to shoot down one story. Like,
I mean, yeah, but the story is pretty weak.
But didn't Unity... Wasn't that the one last
Okay,
year?
I got another one. I got another one.
Okay, yeah. Let's give him another one.
Go to another story.
Freaking wow.
You know, you work
hard on these notes, and then all of a sudden...
I'm pretty sure I played Unity.
Did you say that there's a game called Assassin's Creed Unity? I thought that game already came out.
Here we go. Next one. Sheesh.
Which is the AC game we're talking about?
We've moved on, Ivy.
Okay, we're moving on.
No. We are giving Ancient Egypt a moment to shine.
Ivy, I think for Aaron's best interest, we should just let him try his next story because that last one was a stinker.
What's the next story, Aaron?
I'm embarrassed for him.
The next one is they've announced the next free Xbox Live Gold games.
Oh, great. Okay. Yeah.
Microsoft revealed that World of Keflings and Iron Brigade will be the next Xbox Live free games. Normally, they are $9.99 respectively, but they will be free with the next Xbox Live with Gold.
Nice.
Wait, Kingdom for Keflings?
Yeah. Kingdom of Keflings and Iron Brigade.
They're porting these to the Xbox One?
They're going to be free with games with Gold.
But I thought that this month?
Yeah. Next month coming up, yes.
Okay. All right. Again, I can't say I 100% think this is a great story, but it seems a little dated to me, but let's go ahead.
I'm just saying these are...
Are these topical?
Top of the line.
These topical news stories?
They're topical.
I don't understand why you wouldn't think they're topical.
Can I get a turn?
Go ahead, Ivy.
No?
Yeah.
Go ahead, Ivy.
The floor is yours.
The floor is yours.
AC Origins. Oh my god, who is excited for the next Assassin's Creed game? Oh, it's gonna be in ancient Egypt. I'm a huge fan of ancient Egyptian culture, and I'm very excited to see what they do with this game. We watched a little bit of it at E3, and it was pretty badass, so I can't wait to see the game actually come out.
Last time I cared about ancient Egypt, Brandon Fraser was still alive.
I don't get that one.
AC Origins
is it's dropping part of its game type. So there's two game types. You got H1Z1, mm-hmm. Just Survive.
Nice.
King of the Kill, right?
King of the Hill. Just Survive is branching away from H1Z1. It's going to have its own origin story. It's going to have its own lore. It's going to have its own thing. Not going to be part of the H1Z1 franchise anymore. So it's going to be called Just Survive. And same basic thing, you're going to be surviving a zombie apocalypse, but it looks like you can actually be building and crafting in there. And you can build, like, forts and settlements. And, yeah, but it's leaving the H1Z1 franchise.
Good story.
Okay.
Good story.
That Aaron, was a much, much better than Aaron's stories. Let's go, Aaron. One more. You got one more.
WWE 2K15 won't allow females versus males, people. That is
read the title of the game one more time.
WWE 2K15 won't allow male versus female matches.
Hold on real quick, let me
WWE,
go.
Aaron, Corey, this is right up your alley.
Let me
I did this story for you.
Yeah.
Let me
I put in a WWE
story
just for you.
I know, okay. I understand
what's
happening.
Oh, Aaron.
Aaron, you're talking about old stuff.
What do you mean?
You're talking about old stories.
This is current news. This is what we're doing.
No, because this is old. I specifically remember talking about this on the podcast.
See, if you listen to us, we planned this whole bit as the show was happening.
Did that make your joke funnier? Because I don't get it.
No, the funny part was that you whiffed past the very first story.
What was the first one?
I don't even remember what the first freaking story was. The Venom and Spider-Man. Yeah, I watched Spider-Man. It was a good movie.
Yeah, I watched that. Yeah. Is that going to be a Marvel movie?
Is that going to be Marvel or is that going to be... What, are they going to put Marvel in this? Is Venom going to be in the Avengers?
It's going to
be Infinity War? Okay. All right. I like how this is going.
Yeah, sure. It's going to be Infinity War.
You
Sinister Six, Infinity War.
See, there's a sweet science behind the type of humor and these bits that I bring to the podcast, and I just don't think you have it in you, Aaron.
Oh, okay.
I don't think you have it in you. All
right.
The fans got it.
Save this for the weekend bang.
Okay.
This is, on that nonsense show of the podcast. Well, thank you, everybody, for listening to the podcast. I think it was chaotic. I think we can do better next week. I promise we will. If you listen to this show and you're like, man, they just seemed a little off their game. Well, it's because Ivy's drunk, first of all.
Oh, my God. Don't even.
Yeah,
don't
she's taking care. More selfies right now. Or is it Snapchats? I don't know.
Snap selfies?
What do we have lined up for VGB in the upcoming future? Are we going to have any presence at Sac Anime besides just going there?
I don't know.
So I haven't heard anything.
Yeah, I haven't heard anything back.
Well, Luke Cage might show up.
Luke Cage, shut up, baby.
They wanted to hold your hand.
Wow.
As always, if you're in the Sacramento, greater Sacramento area, check out Oblivion Comics and Coffee. Shout outs to Jay Gist, who made his television debut today.
Saw that.
Did you see that?
I didn't see the actual live thing. I saw his tweet.
Yeah, he was on the actual news talking about Extra Life, and you can tell he was super nervous, but I was proud of the guy. And I know he's applying for a pretty big job, so think about him. Give him some love on Twitter. He does a lot of work for the gaming community in Sacramento, so we just want to give him a little shout out of love. Besides that, I have nothing else, guys. This was a wash of a week. How do we usually end these podcasts? Is there something I should say? We got to promote anything? Oh, subscribe if you listen to the show on Twitter. No, you don't listen to the show on Twitter. On iTunes.
Yeah, I was gonna say.
iTunes, SoundCloud, Google. If you have one of those devices, all you have to do is search in the podcast tab for Video Game Bang, subscribe to the podcast, and then you get the shit already on your phone. What else do you want? It just pops up on your phone. It's there for you to listen to every Thursday morning, every Monday morning. You can hear the Video Game Bang weekday show and the Weekend Bang. And rate it and give us 5 stars, bro. That's all you got to do. Ivy, what are you doing? What can we promote for you?
Patreon. I am shipping out sorts of awesomeness, so check it out. Patreon.com/IVTombKitty.
You gotta do a moat on your Twitch too.
I do. I am streaming costuming, Q&As, and gaming whenever I hop on and play some games. So follow me there on my Twitch, and you guys can get some pretty cool cat emotes.
And if you guys are fans of the podcast and you want to take your fandom to the next level, you want to interact with us live, troll us, whatever you want to do, join us every week and weekend out on twitch.tv/videogame_bang. That's it. No more show. We're done. Go home. Turn it off. Be with your family. Kiss your kids. Tuck them in. Read them a bedtime story about the podcast that never was.
That's shorter than Corey's theme song.
For Aaron Carter, a.k.a. Yoko Ono. For David Webb, a.k.a. George Harrison, Ivy Doom Kitty, Paul McCartney, my name is Corey, saying bye.